Yo, what is going on? It's your boy, it's Patrick. Guess who is back? This guy, after being on a hiatus of like 2 weeks, it's your boy, Patty Nix, Pancakes, Patrick, and Abe, and we are the Ma Effin' Couch Potatoes. Isn't that right, Abe?
So you get a long 20-second intro, and I get, and this is Abe.
Yeah.
That makes me feel real special.
Well,
thank you.
People get to listen to you. Already,
like, that's a good point.
Yeah, they got to listen to you for about 80 minutes the past 2 weeks, and no one got to listen to me at all. So yeah, it's well, only appropriate I do that.
This is the Couch Potatoes, and this is the podcast where we answer your questions, give you some not so great advice. Let's be honest, and we don't know what we're doing with the sciences, so we just make stuff up.
Yeah.
Why is the sky blue? God likes that color.
Yeah, and if you decide to take any sort of advice that we give you, just remember, that is on you, not us. So,
yes.
Take everything we say with, like, a grain of salt. Or, like, not even a grain, like, the whole fucking salt shaker.
Alright, well, that's a little bit dramatic. We're not that bad at this.
Or, like, do you know, like, those pink, like, Himalayan salt lamps?
That's a grain, yeah.
Yeah, take a grain, like, that big. Fucking hell. Yes.
Why don't you kick it off with our first question, Patrick?
No, I just want to say it's great to be back. Then I'll get into that. I miss you guys.
It's
I really
great to have you back, Patrick.
And ladies, I miss all of you. It felt so weird the past 2 weeks not recording a podcast with you, Abe. It sucked.
You know,
it really sucked.
You know we're like 13 episodes in, right?
Yeah, what's your point?
It's just, we haven't been doing this for that long.
Well, still, I really missed it. I really missed it. And getting the interaction with the listeners, too. Especially all those ladies that try to contact me after you give them your email and all your contact information. They're contacting me. I miss all those ladies.
I'm just gonna call bullshit on that right now.
Yeah, true. It's mainly old men. But I'm okay with that.
So, I'm going to read the first question because you don't want to. What songs are on your zombie-killing tracks soundtrack? That comes from Gregory on Twitter.
Gregory.
Or is it Gregory?
Gregory. Hilarious. Maybe just Greg. Greg.
Hi, Greg. Sorry, Greg. I'm sorry. What songs are on your zombie-killing soundtrack, Patrick?
Oh, it would be, like, a bunch of, like, metal songs. Like, do you know this band called Breaking Benjamin?
Yes, I've heard of them.
Okay, so, like, they're not even metal. Like, they have this awesome song called, like, The Diary of Jane that's, like, their massive, like, hit, and, like, they're famous for that song, I'm pretty sure. Great song. Honestly, anything with, like, the nice, like, chug, 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 like, chug guitars into it, maybe some like double kick, like blast beats on the drums, like, you know what I mean, like, and then like the whole like, or like, hold on, let me see if I can do like a pig squeal.
I
yeah, like something super metal, or okay. What else? Nothing pop punk, and like that's my favorite genre. Like, nope. Okay, actually, blues music while killing zombies would be a fucking fun time. Like, imagine that.
Absolutely.
Just like listening to like Frank Sinatra just like chopping off a head.
Absolutely. Could you imagine CCR in there too?
CCR.
A little bit of a different direction, but like Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Who?
CCR. Dude, are you kidding me right now?
I'm not kidding you.
All right, well, so this is weird because I hardly ever get to say this to you in the entertainment world, but you are uneducated and you're good. So, a fortunate son.
I don't know. Like, I genuinely don't know.
Just listen. Nothing?
But, like, from what I heard, like, yeah, no, I definitely knew exactly what the song was, so it's fine. Yeah, no, I know.
Okay,
I know.
Good.
I just didn't know I recognize by hearing, not by, like, knowing the name, you know? Like,
I get you.
You know when you recognize someone by their face, but when you hear their name, it's like, what? Jessica who? Or, like, yeah. So CCR would be your thing for
CCR would be in there, like, a few of their songs, but I'm also looking at, like, the classic AC/DC hits, because you can't go wrong with that.
That's true.
But then I would also do Hungry Like the Wolf. That was by Duran Duran originally.
Oh, yes.
But, Muse did a cover of it.
Okay.
And this is what the song should have been. I'm going to see if you can listen to this one, because it is so good.
It sounds the exact same so far.
Yeah, so that would be my one. And then there's another one that I'm going to throw in there just because it's got that galloping guitar feel to it. Thunder in the Night by Cats in Space. It's so good.
All right, let's hear it. I want to fucking hear this shit.
All right, buddy. All right, all right.
All right, all right, cool. And play.
It's playing. All right. Stuff like upbeat, but intense. It's got that galloping feel to it. It's just,
No, I get you. I totally get you.
See, but then I would also throw some Doty songs in there.
Doty.
You don't know Doty either, do you?
No.
Let me find. So I'm not going to play them for you, but to give the people an example, Would You Be So Kind or In the Middle by Doty. Look them up. They're feel good light songs. Like, think of your typical ukulele song.
Yeah.
But there's
just
something more to it, and it's phenomenal. It's so good.
Fair enough. I'll give you that. So you have all of your super soft pretty much songs. And then I have my metal songs, just straight up pumping me up. You just want to feel good killing zombies. I want to be pumped and, unless, those happy-go-lucky type of songs get you pumped.
See, I don't know if, Rainbow in the Dark, but, is particularly a happy song.
But, upbeat and go-lucky-ish.
Oh, yeah.
You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely. I don't want to get angry at these zombies. I just want to have them love me.
Literally... Okay, this is... I'm about to make kind of, a short joke. I literally picture you in, a leprechaun suit, listening to, this fucking music with the biggest smile on your face with, a little tiny, hatchet. Just axing fucking zombies.
No, that's accurate. Yes. No, that's what would be happening. Absolutely.
And there's a rainbow behind you and fireworks going off at the exact same time. That's literally what I picture. And then when I obviously when I picture myself, I picture myself thick, burly, strong and muscular, dirt all over me and muscles just bulging, this music just fucking blaring out of my boombox out of the back of my 1986 Ford truck, flames coming out of the exhaust, and I have this massive fucking sludge hammer with spikes, modifications on this fucking axe or whatever it is that I'm using. I'm just hacking away, and then there's you.
So you can imagine that all you want, but when it comes down to a zombie apocalypse, we both know that's not what you're gonna do.
What? Hey, we don't know that until it happens.
You would be dead in the first week. Don't test me.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
No.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't. I've been working out for a reason. I'm exercising and lifting weights just to get ready for the zombie apocalypse. Not to look good or anything, just to be ready for the apocalypse.
Sure, bud, sure. Whatever you tell yourself to help you sleep at night.
Deal. Anyways, Greg, thanks for that question. That was a real fun one. I loved that one.
Please make fun of us for our song choices.
Yeah, that too. And
because I'm gonna play Doty while cutting a zombie's head off. By all
yeah,
means.
and I'm gonna play something super fucking hardcore and metal while probably choking a zombie with my bare hands, because that's what men and women do. Anyways, yeah, thanks, Greg.
Bold of you to assume that they breathe.
Well, whatever, I don't care. This next question is from Katrina in Halifax. She says, if I were to summon you via black magic, which five items would I need in each corner of the pentagram? Oh, wow, this is dark. Okay. Katrina. Wow.
It's only dark if you let it be dark, my friend.
That's true. No, I'll give you that.
Excuse me, I'm just dying over here. One sec.
Keep dying. It's fine. I'm good. I'm nice and alive. Like, talking about dark magic, black magic, whatever it is for Abe, clearly kills this guy because he's not ready for this. This caught him so off guard. But me, I'm golden. This is what I thrive off of. Why do you think I'm alive?
Patrick, I chose this question for you. Shut up.
Fair enough.
What five things would be on your pentagram, my friend?
Okay, you know what? I answered the last question first, so it's your turn.
All right. I see you. Looking at my personality and who I've been in the last 10 years, and like five things to summon somebody is a lot of things, right?
That's true.
So
I agree.
I am gonna I'm gonna go with an iPhone. Feel like that speaks pretty well to me.
Yes.
A microphone.
A microphone.
Okay. Just radio in general.
Or podcasting.
Yep. Audio, right? And that would resemble the audio medium.
Yeah, definitely.
A PS4 controller.
Because he has a PS4 now. He upgraded from that now. PlayStation 3.
Yeah. No, actually, you know, I'm going to fix that. A PlayStation 3 controller.
Even better, because that's pretty much been, like, the only console you ever owned. Because
that's me, yes. Other than that, I'm going to say a McDonald's Junior Chicken.
Oh, baby, yes.
You don't get to eat it. It's going to burn up in the fire when you summon me, you idiot. Come on.
Well, what if I want to make it a McGangbang?
Stop talking.
Okay. Keep summoning.
No. And I get one more thing. I don't know. What would be my fifth thing, Patrick?
I would probably say maybe a tree trunk, because you've got trunks for legs.
Well, that's unconventional, but I'll take it.
Okay. If you've never seen Abe before, he's got some thick calves. Like, this man will outkick anybody. Like, he can probably kick a hole through a fucking... through drywall. Although drywall doesn't take much, but he could kick...
Yeah, just say you could do that. Like, that's not impressive.
No, like, he's got real strong legs, and I wish I had legs like Abe. Like, he should be a leg model.
Yeah. Okay, so they might be strong and thick, but they're not pretty. Like, they're not good looking.
That's fine. You could still be a leg model. I don't know.
The definition of a model is somebody that shows off good looking parts with usually clothing on them.
Yeah, but you're thick. You've got thick legs. That's
what
all
are
that
your
matters.
Five things, Patrick?
So do these objects have to be like inanimate?
Yes. I'm not gonna let you put a cat or a dog.
Fuck. Damn it. No, because that's something you would need to like summon me as a golden retriever.
You can do like a stuffed golden retriever, like a puppy, or sorry, like a stuffed animal.
Okay, fine. You got your stuffed animal golden retriever. Okay, first thing, that's pretty much my personality down pat. Like, yeah. I'm goofy and silly and loving, like a golden retriever. Second, you've got to have sushi in there. That is my favorite food, hundo P. Favorite food all time, sushi. Love that Japanese cuisine and culture. Put that in one of the stars of the pentagram. Next, anything video game related. Anything at all video game related, put that in there, because I'm a massive nerd. Yeah, I don't know. Would you say I'm a nerd?
No, you're not a nerd.
Okay.
Because you like playing video games and you like playing D&D, but those things in 2020 don't make you a nerd.
Hey, fun fact, RuneScape is more addictive than heroin. Next, you should probably add, like, anything music-related, like drumsticks, or a guitar, or, like, an iPod shuffle. Add that to the next point of the pentagram, because I'm super musical. I absolutely love to play drums. I'm in a band. I sing, like, absolute shit as well. It's not for the fans or, like, for you guys. It's just for my own amusement and to annoy people. And then, lastly, on that fifth point of the pentagram, probably, like, anything, like, sports-related, like, a Toronto Maple Leafs jersey or, like, a hockey stick. Just because, yeah, I'm athletic and I love the Toronto Maple Leafs. And if you love the Toronto Maple Leafs, too...
I'm bleeping over that.
No, don't do that.
You can't stop me, kiddo.
That's true. You are the editor. Oh, by the way, props to our boy Abe for not just being the editor of our podcast, but the producer as well. Yeah.
Well, that, okay. Props. For a podcast, those are basically the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what are you doing to me here, man?
I'm just giving you a shout out for doing a great job.
Well, let me clarify. It's not often
that I tell you you do a great job, okay? Just accept the compliment and fuck off.
No.
Okay.
Patrick shows up to these recordings, and I do everything else.
It's
actually
true.
No, he posts on social media. He's got that covered, but I do everything else.
It's true. And I actually edited one podcast, and it didn't turn out too bad.
No, it was great.
Right?
I just ran out of time. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was super happy with it. I was like, holy fuck, I can still edit stuff. Yeah, I was
okay. Well,
on
to
it.
Be fair, it's a podcast. I say and you're like, cut. That's not.
Also true. Shut up. I had to make sure the levels were pretty all right. I had to add
there's
our intro and extra
an
music.
You add the effect normalize, and it makes the quiet parts as loud as the loud parts, and the loud parts as quiet as the quiet parts.
Okay. Anyways,
there's a button for that.
Anyways, with that being said, I really think that your pentagram suits you. I really enjoy that.
I think yours does too.
Well, is there anything you would change?
About mine or yours?
About mine.
Read off your five items to me again.
So it was a stuffed golden retriever, like, animal. It was anything video game related. Toronto Maple Leafs jersey. Yeah. Some drumsticks or, like, anything musical related. And then sushi.
Sushi. No, that's pretty summed up for you, yeah.
All right, that's what I thought too.
Notice how there's nothing about radio in there at all, or sales?
I know, but...
How does that make you feel?
I'm fine, I'm true to myself. Like, yeah, I love radio and, like, sales and all that stupid shit. No, I'm kidding. What I've chosen, I feel like really makes up me, like, my whole, like, core, you know? Like,
oh, boy.
Yeah.
Is there anything you change about me or mine?
I think that you listed off your pentagram pretty, like, spot on. I'd probably put, like, a heart because you're a really loving person and, like, you really go, like, out of your way, I feel, to, like, talk to people and make sure, like, people are, like, doing okay and, like, you're a family dude, I feel, as well.
And,
like, you really love people, like... When you talk about girls, like, you get, like, super jittery and, like, have these butterflies. Like, I can tell in the tone of your voice, like, when you're talking to me about it. So I'd probably add something like that as well. So instead of that tree trunk that I added for, like, the stumps of your legs, I'll replace it with a heart.
Well, I'll take that, and I appreciate that, Patrick.
No worries, buddy. I got you. It's raining here in London, Ontario, though, I think it's fit to start the lightning round.
I think so.
You ready?
Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh my gosh, I love it. Yeah, let's fucking do it. Lightning
do
round.
Woohoo! All right, sound our advice. First question, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it. It's been 2 weeks. I've been doing my trivia, buddy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let's kill it.
Side note, let's touch on the beginning. At the time of recording, Patrick is currently 2 challenges behind. He hasn't listened to last week's episode yet with Ethan, so he needs to listen to that to find out what his punishment is there, but he's gonna have a heck of a time.
Yeah, apparently. Also, Abe never specified what kind of onion I needed to eat, so maybe I'll eat green onions. Look at that. Easy.
I mean, sure.
Plus, also, the only reason I haven't done it yet was because of the fucking recall on the onions being called back here in Ontario. I think it was actually Canada as a whole, because they have salmonella.
Am I gonna get salmonella from my onions?
I fucking hope not. So I'm just gonna wait like probably another week to do that challenge. I'm gonna listen to the Ethan challenge, and then yeah.
It's a good call. You're gonna hate that one. Don't worry.
Fucking shit. All right.
You ready to write down your answers?
Yeah, I'm just gonna type them out this Ooh. Time. Yeah, I know. Big man over here.
Proud of you.
Thanks.
Ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1. Go. Name a place where you might see someone wearing a baseball cap.
Baseball game.
When you enter a bathroom, what color do you really hope to not see in the toilet bowl?
Brown.
Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game.
Beer.
Name something in a person's closet that only comes out for special occasions.
Formal wear.
Name something associated with vampires.
Garlic.
Okay. You answered all 5. Well done. You answered Thanks. The 5th one in the nick of time.
Yeah? Like how many seconds or milliseconds?
Like the timer went off.
Oh, no way.
Damn. All right, buddy.
Sick. Cool.
You did really well this time.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that I shouldn't have to do any of the punishments from like the past 2 weeks. Because if it
that
was me doing
suck,
it, if it was me doing it, I would have... Well, you would have had to be doing challenges, but because it wasn't me, well...
I'm sorry, Patrick, who was the one without internet?
This guy.
Who was the one that couldn't show up to the podcast recording?
Because I had no internet. That's not fair.
It's not my problem.
That's a factor out of both of our, like, reaches. What? Does that make sense?
Both of our hands.
Yes. That's exactly right.
Question number 1. Name a place where you might see someone wearing a baseball cap. You said?
I said a baseball game.
44% for the number 1 answer.
Sick.
When you enter a bathroom, what color do you really hope not to see in the toilet bowl?
Brown.
That is the number 1 answer for 61%.
Dude, I think I won already.
Yeah, I know.
Holy fuck.
So 61% for the number 1 answer, and then the second answer is yellow for 11%. And then green and red for 10%.
Oh, holy fuck. I literally already have 105 points.
Shut up, I know. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game.
I said beer, alcohol.
That is not on the list.
Oh, really? Okay.
The number 1 was car or truck, and then you got baseball equipment or jerseys, and then you got baseball games or tickets.
True. Okay, gotcha.
Name something in a person's closet that only comes out for special occasions. You said formal wear.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't think I'm going to give that one to you.
No?
Because the top 3 answers... Okay, so the top 5 answers are suit/tux, dress, tie, jewelry, or dress shoes, which can all be considered formal wear.
Oh, man.
So you just weren't specific enough. That's why I'm not going to give that one to you.
That's not fair.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay, no. You said formal wear. You didn't say suit or tux. Formal wear is not specifically just a suit or just a dress or just a tie or just jewelry or just dress shoes.
You could have said specify.
No. That's not how it works.
I think you should at least give me the last answer. If that's the case. Because maybe I want to bring out my pajamas for a special occasion.
That's not... No. No, I'm not giving... No. You don't get this.
I don't know.
Name something associated with vampires. I made an executive decision.
All right, we'll see how that treats you next round then.
Sure, buddy.
All right, cool.
Name something associated with vampires. You said...
Obviously, garlic.
Which is the 3rd answer for 9%.
Okay, so
105
plus 5. I'm at 114.
Ooh, I can beat that. Heck yeah. The number one answer was Twilight, so I've lost faith in humanity.
Twilight? Are you fucking serious?
Yep, Twilight and then Blood / Bloodsucker.
Oh my gosh.
3, 2, 1, go.
Name an Olympic sport you'd watch more often if it were played in the nude.
Swimming.
Where might you hide something you want to snuggle into a prison?
Up your butt.
On which topic might a father give advice to his son?
Sex.
Name something a person on a diet might order at a restaurant.
Salad.
How many hours of sleep do you need each night to feel awake the next day?
8.
And I think that's it.
That's it. Boom. No, don't repeat the timer. Stop it. Stop it. Okay.
Okay. First question.
So
name an Olympic sport.
You'd watch more. Swimming.
Yes.
I feel like that wasn't great.
No, it was actually the third answer for 20%.
Okay. What was the number one answer?
Volleyball for 21. Gymnastics and swimming were tied for, I guess, 2nd/3rd.
Okay. Digging it.
So there's a fat 20 right there.
Yeah.
Next question was, where might you hide something you wanted to smuggle into prison? You said up the butt. That was the number one. No, that was the number two question. And a cake was number one for 31. Up your butt was 30.
Okay, I'll take that. That's not bad.
Yeah, no, I agree. So what is that? You're at 50 right now?
I'm at 50. That is right.
So you said for this next question, sex. Sex was your answer for this next question. On which topic might a father give advice to his son? Mm-hmm. Women / relationships is number one at 48. Jobs and personal finance, children, family. You know, Abe, you didn't say specifically women / relationships. You just specified sex. I don't know if I'm gonna give that to you.
If you take it away from me, okay. Like, that's fair. I didn't answer the question correctly.
That's right. Okay, so that's 0%. You get a fat 0.
All right. See, you're trying to make me feel bad about what I did, but, like, that's fair.
I know. next question was, name something a person on a diet might order at a restaurant. You said salad. Salad was number one for 35.
35. All right. And the
so
last
I think,
one?
I think you're at 85 now, right? That sounds about right.
Yes, that is correct.
And then last question was, how many hours of sleep do you need each night to feel awake the next day? You said 8 hours of sleep. That is the number one answer for 29%.
29. All right, let's do some math.
I think you're at 109.
85 plus 29. 114.
Oh, shit, we have a tie.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, let me check. Look, check your math again, and let me check my math again.
Okay. Yeah, same. Oh, fuck.
Oh!
What do we do? Oh, shit. This is weird. We've never had this problem. Honestly, I never thought about this before. Yeah, right? Okay. Fuck.
Okay, how about this? We just each give each other a challenge. We both get punished.
I was going to say, why don't we both just do the same challenge?
Oh, yeah, see, there you go. I like that.
Right? Let's share. Sharing's caring.
Sharing is caring. What should the challenge be? I came up with the last three, so I'll let you come up with this one.
Okay.
And I'll see if I agree with it or not.
Let's drink our own piss.
Nope.
Yeah, no, I'm totally kidding on that.
Nope!
Oh, shit. What if we created a poll on Facebook where the listeners chose what we do?
Yeah, no, I like that, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I guess we'll have roughly about a week and a half for this. We'll post it on our Facebook, we'll post it on our Instagram. So this week, we're gonna say there won't be a challenge, but I guess the following week there will be two, so I need to catch up on my two anyway, so it works out kind of for me. And then the week that Abe and I both do a challenge, someone else will have to do an additional challenge unless it happens again.
Well, no. So that this one counts for this week. So we should be posting whatever happens. Like we'll post the survey or the questionnaire on Tuesday, and then we'll be posting our punishments on Thursday, Friday.
Yes, that's right. Cool. I'm glad. Sweet. Yep. This will be fun.
Yeah, we'll come up with some. We'll make up a list. All right. Well, that was eventful.
Yeah. Fun lightning round.
So that actually, I want to check something real quick here. I want to do some math because I'm thinking, right? Because the question that you took from me, because I didn't answer it 100% correctly, was worth
40. You would have won. It was 48.
And how much was yours worth though? Right. Like the only reason you took it from me is because I took the other one from you.
Well, right, formal wear. Like you could have like classified it literally as anything. You could have classified it as a suit. You could have classified it as a dress. You could have classified it as, like... I wouldn't classify it as jewelry, to be honest.
Even the number one answer was, like, 35%, so I would have still won that. Cool.
Hilarious. Hey, Patrick? Me sizzling. Yeah, what up? Tell me what
if
up.
If you were a serial killer, what would your MO be? What would your thing be? Every serial killer's got a thing.
Fuck. I've never thought about killing anybody though.
Really?
Yeah.
Baloney.
Like, I don't know. Fuck. I'm too nice a guy. Okay, let's see. I'd probably do some like Harry Potter shit and like make poisons.
That's boring, but respectable.
I'm not into like torture. Like that's gross.
But it doesn't have to be torture. When it says MO, it doesn't mean just like how you're going to kill them, but like serial killers, they have a thing that they go after their victims for. Like every serial killer, like I go after I go after blonde women in their 30s because of X reason of my whatever. Right? Like, your MO, who do you go after, how do you kill them, and why do you do it?
I'd probably go for, like, douchey-looking dudes.
Why?
Because we need a lot less assholes in the world.
So you would be one of those serial killers that, like, believes they're doing it for the betterment of the world?
Yeah.
That's really messed up. You know that, right?
I don't care.
All right. It's very messed up.
Are you gonna go after, like, some blonde chicks because, like, oh my god, they're so fucking hot. And
that's exactly it, yeah.
And then you're gonna fuck them and kill them? You're literally gonna be doing the whole, like, definition of fuck and chuck. Like, you're gonna fuck them, and then you're gonna chuck them in the garbage.
No.
That's disgusting. That's even worse. I'm not going to do that, Patrick. That's more disgusting than what you told me. I felt nasty answering that.
I am not going to do that, don't worry.
Yeah, well, I'm worrying.
So no, mine would actually be a bit more personal. What I would do is I would make a list of people in my life that wronged me in the most grievous ways. So like the perfect example of this for me would be my old boss at McDonald's. I can think of countless ways where they made me angry beyond belief. And, like, I wanted to just walk out of work. Made my life living hell, if you will.
Damn.
So, like, I would go after it. So it wouldn't be a type of person or anything like that. It would be personal to me. And even because of that, because it's more personal, usually more personal serial killers would lean towards, you know, more slower, more passionate killings. I don't think I would do that. I would make it creative, but it would be swift. It would be quick. I'm going to tie you up to this fence and I'm going to hit you with my car, but you'll die instantly, you know?
See, I think if you're making it personal, you would probably have to take joy in it.
So I would take their car, hit them with their car, stuff like that, yeah.
I know you say you're just going to make it quick, but I think you'd actually torture them, make it, like, personal. I think, really, you'd want to kill them, like, by your hand.
I suppose. Oh yeah, so strangling can be fun. Like, there's a lot of pleasure to be taken from that as well. Absolutely.
Well, if any of you go to the McDonald's in Elmer and that person, the boss, their manager, becomes missing, Well, you know who to look for as your number one suspect.
Yep, you do.
Just saying.
I know people that can do it for me, even though I'm across the country. I can do this.
Hilarious. Oh my gosh. Anyways, let's get off this topic. This is making me cringe. What have you been up to, man?
Well, I have... So, yesterday, actually, I decided to get out of the house instead of spending all day inside. Go me. And I went to this place that my coworker suggested to me called the Spanish Banks.
The Spanish Bank.
And it's a beach right up in Vancouver, the northwestern part of Vancouver. And, like, I'd never been there before. I never really considered it. Oh, my goodness, Patrick. Oh, my goodness. It is insane. So, like, really? I was just following my maps, and then I turned a corner, and there's basically this massive hill going down. And so, hill going down, trees, and then there's the ocean/river, like the little inlet. And then there's another part of the city, and then there's mountain range after mountain range after mountain range. And, like, it's just there. And then I went down to the beach. The beach is, like, what, 4 or 5 kilometers long? I had to drive for 4 kilometers to find a parking spot. That's how full it was.
Holy shit, eh?
Did you see my Instagram post?
Yeah, it looked really pretty, but pictures never do anything justice. That's the thing.
No, they really, really don't. Like, I stood there, and I got there, I found a place to park, and I went and sat on a rock for half an hour, just admiring, because holy cow.
Fuck.
Yeah, so, like, I'll be back there for sure. It's all, the parking lots are only open from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., but, like, I can get there pretty early in the morning, sit down on a rock, read a book, enjoy the sunrise, right? Like, that's where it's at, my guy.
Yeah, no, for real. That sounds amazing. Yeah, that sounds so nice.
You're standing on the beach. On the left, you have... on the left, there's the ocean. And then you go further across to the right. And there's literally... You see one mountain range, a mountain range behind that. And then a mountain range closer towards you. And then farther to the right, there's the island of Vancouver. So you got ocean, mountains, city. All in one view.
Ugh. Damn. Yeah. Okay, let me just pull my pants down while I... jerk
nope,
it real
don't
quick
you do
because
that
was like
nope.
So good. Oh man,
that's what's in my life right now. I'm enjoying that, and you know, like I mentioned before, I'm playing a lot of Assassin's Creed because
that's fucking great, man.
How about you,
that
Patty?
Is so nice. So I've been kind of like bouncing back and forth from my mom and my dad's house. Being at my mom's, honestly, like, it really, like, okay, first of all, like, I left mainly because there was no internet or anything, and I was like, man, like, fuck this, like, I can't do it, like, you pretty much need internet to survive, I feel. I couldn't watch, like, any movies, like, I couldn't, like, play games with any of my friends, I couldn't fucking play my Xbox, because, like, yeah, you need internet to play your fucking game console. I couldn't do my podcast, I couldn't do any sort of streaming, like, via my Twitch channel, like, fucking sucked. So I went over to my dad's house for a week. I chilled by the pool, I made dinner, I ate dinner that he made, we had a really great week, and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna come back home, like, to my London home, and, like, I just realized how much anxiety I have living here. Like, my girlfriend and I at the time, before, we lived at my mom's place, and... just so many, like, shitty things happen to us, and, like, we weren't treated like family, and that's what really sucked, and I still have, like, a super sour taste in my mouth because of that. So I don't know, like, I feel, like, kind of trapped in my bedroom, I guess, I could say, and... just, I always feel overwhelmed being here. Like, even right now, recording, like, the podcast right now, I don't feel at home. Like, even though I know I'm just gonna, like, record the podcast and then leave, I don't feel welcome, I guess. And that sucks. Like, I want somewhere where I can call home. So, yeah, I've been bouncing back and forth between St. Thomas and my London home. And, yeah, I'm... Just been chilling in St. Thomas at my dad's place and having a great time. Yeah, that's been my last few weeks. Oh, and I also went to a cottage, and that was super fun and super
heck
relaxing.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, boy.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
It
Yeah, and, like, right now the game plan is, like, I'm really hoping to get this. So, you guys might not know, but I've been, like, job hunting, and I'm really hoping to get this job as a sales, marketing, and advertising rep for the station up in Ottawa at this really cool, like, rock slash alternative station called Rebel FM. I think it's, like, 101.7 Rebel FM. I could be mistaken, but honestly, it's my cup of tea. Like, it is, the radio station itself is so great. If you're in the Ottawa area listening, check out that station. If you haven't quite checked it out yet, fucking love it. But I'm really hoping I get a job up there, and yeah, fuck yeah. That's the game plan. That's what I have in store for right now. I want to be up in Ottawa for September, so we'll see.
Cool, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, boy. Next question, though.
What is your favorite rainy day activity? This one comes from Patrick in London, Ontario, because it's raining there, and he wants to know.
Exactly. So, yeah, tell me what your favorite rainy day activity is, because I literally just went on a fucking rant just now.
Sure. So, I think it depends where I am for this rainy day activity. So, here in British Columbia, it rains literally half the time. Okay. Like the statistics are 45% of the year, it's raining. So you hardly go, like, a week without it raining, which is awesome. I love the rain. But where I am in my house is, like, there's no windows outside, so, like, I can't enjoy the rain while I'm in my room or anything. So now, like, my favorite rainy day activity, if it's raining, I don't care. I'll just play more video games. But when I was at home in Ontario, we had this big window in the front, and I would enjoy the rain as it was coming down. So, like, there, my favorite thing to do was to grab a book, maybe make a hot chocolate. And if I could sit on the front porch, we had a little deck on there. Sit on the front porch, enjoy the rain, and read a book. Or honestly, like, if it's a thunderstorm, just sit on the front porch and chill. And I know that's kind of cliche and everybody does that, but that is the best thing ever.
No, that is really nice, actually.
How about you?
Yeah, super cliche, but totally agree with it. So I'm kind of on the same page as that. So, like, typically, yeah, no, like, I love playing video games, like, whether it's raining or sunny, whatever it is. It just gives me an excuse to play video games for a longer extent of time if it's raining. I love, like, yeah, having my window open and, like, watching a movie while it rains.
Yes.
Like, cuddling up to someone, like, you really enjoy the company of as well. That's really nice. But typically, actually, since being at my dad's house for, like, the past couple weeks now, I guess, I really enjoy going outside and sitting underneath the gazebo and being outside with the rain. Just because, like, I love the smell. And, like, I'll typically either have a coffee or a tea and drink that while listening to the rain and, like, watching YouTube videos. Or, like, sitting outside with my dad and talking with, like, him and my stepmom. Yeah, lately I've really been enjoying doing that. That's what I've been doing for, like, the past, like, couple weeks since it's been raining there anyways. But yeah, realistically, if I'm not with them, I would be just playing video games with, like, the windows open. Yeah.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah, no, it really is. It really is.
That was one of my favorite things when I was younger. Whenever it would rain at night, I would open my window just a little bit so you could hear the rain to fall asleep. And it was just like the feeling, like I can emulate it now, right? I have speakers, I can play rain sounds, but it's not the same. It doesn't smell the same, it doesn't feel the same. Until I get a fan that can do that for me.
Hilarious. Yeah, no, like it's so much different just like listening to like a rain soundtrack versus like actually having it outside your window. It's not just an audible noise, but it's the experience in itself and like how the wind blows in your bedroom, like the way it smells, the way it actually hears like hitting up against like the glass of your window or how it sounds on your roof or whatever it may be. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's an experience. It's not just the audio of rain, which is great. It's the entire experience of it, which is amazing. So, yeah.
Well, I couldn't have said that better myself, but that is all the questions we have today.
Heck yeah, and that one was actually from Hannah in St. Thomas.
No, that was from you, you idiot. I said it was from you. Don't lie to them.
Oh. Hilarious.
Were you not listening when I was talking?
No, I was like, I'm kind of half asleep. Not gonna lie. Right now. Right now.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Isn't it 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday?
You're a little bit boring. You're boring me.
Well, this has been the Couch Potatoes, our last episode. Thanks, everybody, for listening to our season one. This is it. I quit. I'm done with Patrick.
Oh, season one. So you're saying there's a season two.
No.
So this it's going to be me. It's going to be me and then someone else.
No. So this is a one season show. Nobody liked it enough. So we're cutting it. It's not making revenue.
Oh, fair enough. True. We should just get sponsors. And thanks to Home Depot for sponsoring this episode.
Yes, thanks Home Depot. And and Criminal Minds actually for sponsoring the third question. If you were a serial killer, what would your MO be? That they sponsored that question. They sent that one in. I think they're trying to get a deeper look into our brains.
Anyways, yeah, that was our episode. It was great to be back. I hope all of you guys and girls missed me because, like, I missed you.
They did. Okay. Pay attention to our social medias for that poll. Vote on how we get challenged this week. I'm not particularly looking forward to it, but, you know.
Yeah, no,
you know
how it is.
Other than that, if you want to send us a question, you can email us at wearethecouchpotatoes@gmail.com. You can DM us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, couchpotatoes19. 19. shut up. Other than that, I'm Abe.
And I'm Patrick, and we are the Couch Potatoes.
Yay!
Yay! Until next time, Tater Tots. Bye-bye.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Dun-da-da-da. You gotta continue the song.
Dun 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 da da.
Da 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 da.
Dun
da 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 da.
Dun da da da.
Da 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 da.
Da 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 da.
Yeah, I can't hit that.